Welcome back to Horizons. A few weeks ago on Horizons, we had Mairead Hanlon telling us about the Chinakalo community, a community that helps to support young men in their struggle against addiction. I was out in Asti last Sunday to meet some of the people from the Chinakalo community and to see the wonderful success of the tea dance and fundraising by Mairead Hanlon and her team. Father Declan Lohan is chaplain to Chinakalo in Knock.
Chinakalo has been in Ireland for 25 years, but I did a placement when I was in seminary with Chinakalo. I stayed there in the house in Knock, stayed on that little farm, 25-acre farm, for 6 weeks, and that was the way I came to know Chinakalo.
Chinakalo, unusual name. What does it mean?
Chinakalo is an Italian word. It's an Italian community founded by an Italian nun. And Chinakalo means the upper room, cenacle. She wasn't that, I suppose, attached to the name because it was a visitor to the house that gave her the name. But this nun, Mother Elvira Petrosi, who was the foundress of the community, 70 houses now. She founded it in 1984, so it expanded very rapidly. Really what she saw was that it was a place which was a home for people who were lost, for people who had lost their way in life. It wasn't necessarily those that had addiction, but initially it was the first waves of heroin had hit Italy in the 1980s, as they did, you might remember, in the Dublin inner city. So she really had a heart for helping those people. She felt she wanted to do something for them. So that's really the welcome is there. The door is open for people who have lost their way.
And you are a diocesan priest in County Galway. How did you first become involved?
I suppose I had never heard of Chinakalo. I met a lady in a parish, just crossed her path, who was very involved with the setting up of Chinakalo. She was someone who had been to Medjugorje regularly. She saw the house of Chinakalo in Medjugorje and she brought the Chinakalo to Ireland. She asked Mother Elvira, could they set up a house in Ireland? And I met her and she was promoting it, letting people know about it. And it wasn't something that I was initially very attracted to.
Why not?
I was training to be a priest and there was lots of pastoral opportunities, but I was asked to do a placement and I did it in Chinakalo. And it was there really I came to understand just how ordinary addiction can be. It can enter into the lives of anyone. And I've met people from all walks of life who suffer from addiction. The Chinakalo way is one that welcomes everybody wherever they're at, really.
How has your involvement with it developed?
So over the years, I am a priest in a parish in Galway. I've gone onto the board now of Chinakalo in Ireland. I suppose it's the typical oversight, financial oversight. We have the usual now, data protection or the kind of safeguarding issues that ordinarily you'd have. As a registered charity, you have to be sure that you're in line with all of the things that the Charities Act asks of us. So there's all of that. But then really on the other side of it, I visit the house every week and I know the lads, I know all of them that are there. I'll meet new lads who are coming in. I help them to acclimatise a little bit, share with them from on a personal point of view, help them to understand a little bit more about faith. Everyone that comes in the door of Chinakalo isn't someone who's praying prior to arriving. And faith is a part of community that is done in such a way, I think, that it's meaningful. They find solace in the prayer and comfort in the prayer. You know, there's a lot of routine in the prayer that Chinakalo do. They pray rosaries and they read the gospel every day. There wouldn't be mass every day. But I find that the guys that are there after a while, they find God's word attractive, you know, and they find comfort in it.
And it's not a therapeutic centre. They're not getting addiction counselling there?
No, that is something that sets it apart. There's no professionals. That's one of the things that Mother Elvira, the founder, said from the beginning. We're not set up like that. And we're honest about that. And it's not to say that there's not a good relationship with health professionals. If people have doctor's appointments or, you know, even mental health appointments, they're all taken care of. But the way really is that guys will learn to open up themselves, and they'll share with each other. You might say, oh, well, you know, they could be doing that anyway, but very often they're not, because they have such chaotic lives, first of all, and second of all, they live in a kind of a world of bravado as well, and that they don't talk about their private life or those things that are hurting them. Whereas when you go into that setting, the whole setting is set around the truth and living the truth and sharing. There's no TV, there's no radio, there's no mobile phones. So you are left with yourself, and you're not left alone. Whilst, yes, it's not a kind of a medicalized or a professionalized health setting, at the same time, in its own way, it helps guys to open up. And also, I find, you know, to bring the prayer into it, they come to that like it's a safe place, that they're there and they're told, and if they can understand it and grasp it, that the Lord is there with them, and that he's walking with them, and that there's healing in that as well.
You believe in this work?
I do, because first of all, I'm a person of faith myself, so I do believe in the healing power of God. I do believe in that. I've experienced that myself. But also, I believe it because I've seen the change that's come about. There's such wonderful stories. I've seen now the guys that leave going on, not just to kind of go back on social welfare or go back, you know, clean of addiction, but actually re-enter life, but a really strong, upright member of society. They've transformed, and they meet a nice girl, and they get married, and they have a child, and, you know, they're bringing the child to the church to be baptized, and, you know, it's a big, beautiful moment. And I've seen that, all of that, these are the miracles where life can be turned around and renewed, completely renewed. Someone that can go from really a dark place to have the fullness of life.
Thank you very much, Father Declan. Addiction is a huge concern for all our communities. Over the next few weeks, I'll talk to two of the men who live in the Chinakalo community. They were in Asti last Sunday and they told their stories. Well done to Mairead and her team fundraising to support this community. From Praying With Your Children, the Diocesan Small Prayer Book.
Celebrating our parents' love. Today, Jesus, we thank you for Mom and Dad. Today, Jesus, we celebrate the way they love one another. Today, Jesus, we thank you for the love they show us, their children. Today, Jesus, bless our Mom and Dad with joy and happiness. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan. Thanks to the production team, in particular Grainne Quirk. Just a thought for the coming week is from Mary Cogan. Don't forget the webinar tomorrow night. Register on dioceseofkerry.ie. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.